Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Knoxville. Right now we're talking with Bob Baker with the Knoxville Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And Bob, we really appreciate you being on the program with us, taking some time out of your now busy schedule. It's starting to get into the off season now that late model nationals have come and gone this past weekend. And that's where I wanted to start. How do you feel this past weekend went?
We were really fortunate. We had a great weekend here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum with the Lucas Oil Late Model Nationals. Just a great 3 days of racing and a great 3 days of events inside the museum. The highlight for us was on Saturday afternoon, our large auction that we do every year with all the late model memorabilia and pieces and parts that are autographed by the drivers and race teams. And the weather just worked out really well for us. I mean, I know it rained in the morning on Saturday and early Saturday afternoon, but that gave people an opportunity to come into the museum and look through the museum and have some fun at the auction.
Where did all the proceeds go from the auction?
The proceeds from the late model auction go both to benefit here, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and also the National Dirt Late Model Hall of Fame and Museum in Florence, Kentucky. So the money is for two nonprofit organizations, both dedicated to preserving the history of short track racing.
So as far as the items were concerned, what were some of the more popular items?
The most popular items were like the door items and the body panels off of the late models. I remember that we had a Scott Blomquist door panel, and that was very popular. People bid on that for about 5 minutes. I think it got up to like $675 is what the door panel went for, and it was autographed by Scott Blomquist. And if you know Scott at all, he's not an easy person to get any piece or part off of his race car from, but he was very generous with us this year and donated the body panel, and it was in great shape. You know, a lot of the pieces and parts are banged up parts that come off the race cars, but I believe that was a pretty new or brand new body panel, door panel that Scott gave to us, donated, and like I said, it was great to see people having a good time on a rainy day.
Now that the Lucas Oil Late Model Nationals have come and gone, that was the last performance of the Knoxville Raceway for 2013. So just kind of looking back at the entire year for 2013, how do you feel the whole year went for the Knoxville Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum?
Well, for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, I think we had a really good year. The weatherman was nice to us, so the events were able to be run, and that's a big part of it here, because if people don't come to Knoxville to come to the races, they usually don't visit, wander over to the museum. So having good weather on race days is a big part of it for us, as well as Knoxville Raceway, and I think that part went very well. Our salute to champion Mario Andretti that we started in July, and it continues through the end of the year. That's going very well. We have T-shirts and posters with all of Mario's race cars and Mario's image on them, and those are still moving pretty popular, pretty quick through the museum, and we'll have those through Christmas. So if people haven't been to the museum to see the salute to champion Mario Andretti and all seven of his race cars we have on display, we'll have those through the end of the year. That's gone very well for us, and we've got new items in the museum store that are moving very well right now.
Again, Bob Baker from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum joining us here on Let's Talk Knoxville on the Marion County Midday Magazine, in case you're just tuning in. And Bob, we talked with Brian Stickle last week before the late model nationals rolled into town, and this is kind of your busy season. You put all this hard work into the off season getting ready for the upcoming sprint car season. Then when the sprint car season gets here, you kind of just lay back and see all your hard work come to fruition, but now you go right back to work. This is kind of the preparation for 2014 now starts up. So what is your offseason kind of look like?
You're exactly right. For both the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and Knoxville Raceway, this is a very busy part of our season. The planning, the strategies for the 2014 season are all taking place now. So while Knoxville Raceway is working on the racing schedule and the racing dates and all the different events that they're going to be planning for 2014, our museum is working on, of course, Christmas is a big time for us, November and December, with our catalog that comes out for the holidays. That'll come out in November. Of course, we ship every day, twice a day, November and December, sprint car merchandise all around the world. So that's a big part of our business in the off season, as well as our season. Our fiscal business year ends on September 30th, so we're doing inventories, going through audits, doing lots of financial reports, in addition to the events that we have outside of our museum. David Herman, our special events coordinator, is on his way today to Williams Grove, to the National Open in Pennsylvania. So we work at that event with a golf tournament, the raffle car, and an auction that will take place this weekend there. We also go to the World Finals in Charlotte the 1st of November. And there are several other events that we attend, like the Chili Bowl in January. So there's plenty of events that keep us involved across the country with race fans for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. But it is a very busy planning time for next year's race season also.
Well, Bob, you mentioned the magazine that's going to come out just in time for the holidays, and you guys are working furiously on that. You mentioned to me before we went on the air here that there are some really cool items that some sprint car fans are going to be really looking forward to in it.
Yes, we have some new items that we brought in this summer that have sold really well, and some items that just came in a couple of weeks ago that we've already had a lot of interest in. We've got some door ringers. They're large bells like you'd see on a farm with a sprint car on top of them. Those have been moving very well. Some new signs that are racing signs, but they're generic, where they'll appeal not only to sprint car fans, but also if you're a modified fan or a late model stock car fan, they'll appeal. We sold a lot of those during the late model nationals. We've got about a half a dozen new 1930s videos, DVDs, that just came in. They're black and white movies from the 1930s involving what they called big car racing. Before there were sprint cars, there were big cars. So we're very excited to have those on stock for the Christmas season. And three or four other new items that we're pretty sure are going to be popular with race fans. There's new books that are being published. And as we talked earlier, books are the number one selling item in our museum store.
Well, just finally, Bob, really quick, I know everybody on your mailing list gets one of these magazines, just as I mentioned, just in time for the holidays. But if you're a member of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, you kind of get a special little perk as well.
Yeah, we're very fond and very appreciative of the people who support us here. And our supporting members also receive a 10% discount on any merchandise that they purchase, whether it's online at sprintcarstuff.com or over the phone or through the mail or here in the store. That 10% discount goes out to everybody that supports us with their annual membership dues. And it's easy to be a member. It's only $25 a year. In addition to that 10%, you get free admission for yourself and a guest here in the museum anytime you'd like to come in. Also, besides the membership, you get our Hallmarks newsletter that comes out six times a year, every other month, full of photos and lots of information on sprint car racing across the country.
Bob, it was a very interesting 2013. The season began with rain, and it kind of ended with some rain as well. But it was an overall fun season, and I'm sure you're looking forward to 2014. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks a lot for having us on the show, and it's always great to talk with you.
That's Bob Baker of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. You can listen and download to Let's Talk Knoxville on demand at KNIACamberless.com under the radio audio media player. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's Let's Talk Pella is up next.